Hello, อาจารย์หนึ่ง My name is สุภาชาปอดอแก้ว Student Code 159 My topic reading today is Why does God allow disease to occur? We do not have to live very long before we learned that many people suffer from painful disease.Some people have cancer, others have AIDS, and still others have under of different sickness. In fact, very single person in the world eventually suffers some kind of pain, such as a broken arm, the death ofA loved one or emotional pain, like rejection or abuse. So why don't God stop all the suffering and pains? The Bible says that He is all powerful. That means He has the power to stop it anytime He chooses.The Bible also describes God as being all good. Wouldn't a good person want to help someone who is suffering? How can God be all good and all powerful and yet still allow people to suffer?In order to answer this question, we must go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Before Adam and Eve sinned, there were no disease or suffering. Everything God had made was pure and good. One of those goodthing that God gave Adam and Eve was the freedom to make their own decisions. They were given the ability to decide if they want to obey or disobey God. The Heavenly Father did not createHuman to be like robots that must do what they are programmed to do. God is love and love all people to make their own decisions. Think of how parents love their children, and because of that love,allow the children to make personal choice on occasion. Unfortunately, Adam and Eve made the wrong decisions. They chose to disobey God, and they sent both pain, suffering, disease, and death into the world.There's terrible consequence of sins are not God's first. Rather, they are the issues of sinful humans being and one listens to God does not remove all suffering in this life is because He wants.Used to be free to make all decisions just like Adam and Eve. But what about innocent people such as babies? Why do they sometimes suffer even when they have done nothing wrong? Look at the life of Jesus.He suffered terribly, even though he never had done anything wrong.